Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies. We thank you for this afternoon. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Very, very sharp message on taking charge. Over territories by the power of God, by God's power. Taking charge over territories by God's power. Our objective, like he said, is to understand how we take charge by power. Job 36 and in verse 22. Job 36 and in verse 22. He said, behold, God exalted by his power. Who teacheth like him? God exalts by his power. He positions people by his power. I want to say by way of introduction that spiritual power is the strength of physical authority. Most times, when you see people in some form of unquestionable authority, spiritual power is behind. I won't tell you about this, give you the full detail, but one day a man soldier man was sent on assignment to handle certain agents of evil, the way you see bandits and those kind of things. And they confronted a situation where the leader of the particular people they went to handle, as they are shooting, he will be coming. Say they have eaten some powers and the bullet could not penetrate him. He was utilizing authority from the realm of the negative spiritual. The officer brought the bottle of oil. We prayed on the oil. We said, anoint the gun of your men and go on assignment, which was what they did. When they went, the leader was coming as usual. The first shot was the last one. That was how superior spiritual handled an inferior spiritual power. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You need spiritual power, especially those of you in places of authority. Because there are those who come to see you to subdue you with power. All right. They went somewhere, they said, put this on your tongue or do this or that, and go and talk to the man. You see a man, or shake hands with him. You see a man quaking in front of a little girl or a little boy who came to subdue him with evil power. The same officer was asked to go and construct a bridge somewhere. Two or three of the groups of people who came to construct the bridge on that river, the water swept them and drowned them. At least a set or two, the water swept them, drowned them. All right. You go and construct the bridge. The oil was still blessed. Go do it. And I said, go pour it into the river and kill all the water devils. of the devils in the water, drowning the people, kill them. That was how the water was anointed, splashed, demons suffocated, bridge constructed successfully without another loss of life. Right? There is power and there is power. But when two powers meet, the lesser power must bow. I announce to you today, by the same authority with which I preach, every power contending with your life and your destiny and your assignment, today they shall bow. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive power to take charge in my territory. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. We saw the example of Moses in the first service. And in this second service, our example is Elijah. Elijah was practically in charge of Israel in the days of Ahab and Jezebel. He was in charge of Israel in the days of Ahab and Jezebel by the agency of the power of God. He was in charge. In 1 Kings chapter 17 and in verse 1, Elijah said, "Before God, whom I stand?" And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word." I am in charge here. What I say is what will happen. And then in 1 Kings 18:24, Elijah said, "Call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." Very soon, every power contending with your God shall bow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How do we take charge? By power. Number one, we overcome. All right. I said this in the first service. I'm going to rush through it because of time. We overcome resistance by power. We saw that in the first service. We overcome resistance by power. Second, we said that we activate progress by power. We overcome resistance by power. We activate progress by power. We overcome resistance by power. We activate progress by power. And thirdly, we say that we are exalted or lifted by power. The power of God exalts. It lifts us. It positions us. We are exalted. We are lifted by power. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Now for the second service, we have three of them. Number one, which is actually number four. Number one, we overcome all forces of the enemy by power. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We overcome all the forces of the enemy by power. It takes power to overcome the forces of your father's house, your lineage, your family, your community that says nobody should grow up to a certain level. At the beginning of our ministry, I met a young man. His grandfather was a native doctor, witch doctor. His father was a witch doctor, native doctor. And all the family members, none of them had crossed beyond secondary school, because one of them was meant to inherit the tradition of being a native doctor, a witch doctor. And they didn't agree. For that purpose, nobody crossed secondary school. And then this young man came to me. I prayed with him, laid hands on him, injected power, broke that yoke. He became the first to go to the university to study accountancy and came out with a BSc accountant because the power that came on him was stronger than the power that was trying to stop him. Am I communicating? Say aloud, amen. You need power to overcome the powers of darkness, the powers of the occult, the powers of witchcraft, the powers of your ancestry. You need power to break it. And I stand here today, see, and those are the things that keep you down, that make you not to be where you are meant to be. I stand here to announce today, every power of your father's house, every power of your community that is fighting your destiny, today they are broken. Lift your voice and say, I overcome every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every ancestral curse, every family covenant, every covenant of my locality, of my community, resisting my life. I overcome you by the power of God in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. We overcome the power of the enemy by the power of God. Number two, or number five, we unleash, that was Luke 10:19. We unleash divine potentials by power. What God put into you is pushed out by his power. There are many of us, there are things that God has placed in us that has never seen the light of day, because the power of the enemy resisted you. How God anointed Acts 10:38, Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what happened? He went about doing good, healing. There was healing inside him, but that healing did not manifest until power came on him. Did you hear what I just said? There was healing virtue that he carried, but that healing virtue could not come out until power came on him. Somebody here today, and I know, how is that important? It is important because your potentials take you to the palace. Released potential usher people into dominion. Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Your graces, your giftings take you into dominion. And the power of God pushes out your gifts. So if the devil wants to limit your destiny, he limits your potentials. Today, that potential is coming out. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loud most, amen. Somebody shout the believers, amen. A louder believer, say amen. Kenneth Copeland, a pilot, went close to Oral Roberts, and his gift gave him a place with Oral Roberts that ushered him into a destiny of greatness. He said, I'm a pilot, commercial pilot. I want to fly you. Oral Roberts looked at him. Really? All right, let's go. That was how he drove and flew him. And Oral Roberts poured as much as he could because his gift gave him a place. We unleash potentials by power. And number three, which is number six, we command and are obeyed by power. Just say, we rule. command and are obeyed by power. We rule by power. We command and we are obeyed by power. We rule, command, and are obeyed by power. Psalm 66 and in verse 7, it said, God ruleth by his power forever. He rules. You have no right. You are not qualified to be obeyed without power. You are not qualified to command and be obeyed without power. I told the story before. In medical school days, medical students, ourselves, we go to the ward round to preach and to lead people to Christ and so on. Christian medical students. And a team went to the psychiatry ward. And the mad person looked at one of them and said, other people are coming, you are coming too. That one reversed. Say, you are coming too. Other people are coming. You are coming too. That is, I know you. You don't have weight. Who are you to come near me? What are you doing here? Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know me, I know you. You know me, I know you. That is how it is. You cannot, without power. The seven sons of Sceva wanted to cast out some devils. It was the devils that cast them out. They say, in the name of Paul, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached, we command you to come out. They were trying to cast a devil out of a lunatic or something. The devil cleaned his eyes to be sure who is talking. Say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached. Not in the name of Jesus that they know. Whom Paul preached. We command you to come out. The devil cleaned his eyes first. Say, Jesus I know. Paul I know. Who are you? What's your identity? As they couldn't explain, if the devil beat the hell. In secondary school, in those days, there's a big cop that they call, who sent you? That was their story that day. Who sent you? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are ye? He waited for answer, verse 16. There was no answer. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. Seven of them. So that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. That's right. The devil cast them out. The devil cast them out. So it takes power to command and be obeyed. In the realm of the spirit, in the realm of men. You see an army general who is this height and is commanding a man that is 6 feet, who is a sergeant. My friend, wake up. Say, permission to wake up, sir. It's not the height of the man that is intimidating this giant. It's the power he carries. The authority behind his voice. His foreign service star, his distinguished service star, his past staff and past staff college plus, junior course, senior course, all of them lined up. In the strength and power of that, he's instilling jitters into the spine of this giant. Hallelujah. To command and be obeyed, you need backing power. Today, that power that will put you in charge, that will make you to speak, and principalities will hear, and territorial powers will hear. That power is coming upon you today. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say loud amen.
You are saying amen. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat. What is the secret of power? Number one is the same thing. The activity or the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Micah chapter 3 verse 8. He said, but I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Praying in the Spirit. Worshiping in the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit of God is a secret of power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive dunamis. That is the Greek word is dynamis. That is they pronounce it dynamis, but it's dunamis that we call it, and that's the spelling. And then it is where you get the dynamo, dynamite, explosive power, reproductive power, perpetual power. So when you carry the Holy Ghost, you are a mobile dynamite. That was why the woman was talking about how the boy was under anesthesia and then went off for 8 hours. And they played tongues of fire in America. And he came back to life. Until surgeon, American surgeon, is asking for his hands to be anointed first before the surgery. Know the Holy Spirit, you know power. The Holy Spirit is our power headquarters. It's our power gas turbine. It's power turbine. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Number two secret of power is the presence of the Lord. The Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, for God was with him. God with anybody equals power. This is a summary. Anything you need to do to make God be with you, you don't need to ask for power extra. Whatever makes God comfortable in your life qualifies you and positions you in power. You don't need to pray extra for power. God resisted the proud. He gives grace to the humble. So humility will bring God close to you. Purity will bring God close to you. God inhabits the praises of his people. Worship that is real and authentic will bring God close to you. The opposite is true. Grumbling and murmuring will keep God far from you and keep power far from you. Gambling and pornography and prostitution and all of those things will keep God far from you and keep you far from power. Arrogance and pride and raising of shoulder and looking down on everybody, it will keep God far from you and keep you far from power. It's a new day. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I come before you today. Pray it harder. Say, Father, I come before you today. I receive your help.
I receive your help.
I receive your mercy.
I receive your mercy.
Help me to live for you.
Help me to live for you.
And help me to do your will.
And help me to do your
will. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands and sing this song. Please be patient till we share the grace in a short while. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lift your voice and sing, Lord.
Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy.
Tried and true.
Tried and true. We don't give. I'll be your
time, Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy,
tried and true. With us, I'll be a sanctuary.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told all thy love to me. Oh, but I long to rise in your arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee.